I'm Reed, and this is the 10-Minute Daily Fantasy Podcast. We got some good games tonight. We got the Kings and the Blues. We got the battle of Andre Kopitar, who recently got back on track, as I predicted in his last game out. And then we've got the dudes I've been rolling for a while now, Ryan O'Reilly and Vladimir Tarasenko. I definitely enjoyed their production on Friday and Saturday. I still like that play a lot versus the shaky LA goaltending, even if St. Louis goaltending has been just as bad. I'm digging Winnipeg over Vancouver. Line A, he's gone 3 games without a goal. I mean, he's definitely due. And Jacob Markstrom is in a slump. I mean, on a few teams, if you're stacking the entire line, I think it's a great idea. I'd be beyond shocked if Line A and the Jets do not show up versus Markstrom and the Canucks. I'm not telling you to not choose any Canucks, but I don't think it's the smartest idea. My favorite thing today is the Florida and Ottawa to be a score sheet massacre. I mean, tons and tons of great combos in this game. The obvious first lines for each should definitely make you competitive tonight. But at $4,400, Aaron Ekblad, he's got 3 goals his last 3 games. I look at the dude like he's almost a must pick. He's really been seeing it well, and versus a team that defense is just not good, it seems extremely hard to figure that he wouldn't get a minimum of 4 shots through. And I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't score again. I feel like Hoffman and Duchesne should be the highest owned guys in this matchup, hands down. And I think Calgary's going to light up Malcolm Subban like a Christmas tree. I will do many stacks with Monahan, Goudreau, and Lindholm. And so will my competition. And that's just how it's supposed to be. That's why on my other teams, I will avoid this matchup completely. Vegas played great today, but they're 4-8 on the road, and they have yet to play good in front of Malcolm Subban. I mean, just in case it flops for some unexpected reason, on the offensive side, I will avoid this on the other teams, except David Rittich. I don't see why he should allow more than 2 goals versus a team on a back-to-back that just had their biggest outburst of the season. And as I said, they have not looked good in front of Malcolm Subban. And they're 4-8 on the road. It should be a heavy play. I don't hate this Toronto and CBJ matchup. Man, I love saying CBJ. But Bobrovsky, he's a lot better than those other goalies. He's better than Subban, Anderson, Luongo, Markstrom, and whoever the hell the Kings decide to throw out there. You know, that's just how I feel. I got some sleepers from the other matchups. I still like Ryan Ellis for the Nashville Predators. And Austin Watson coming off his suspension. He looks real fresh, and he's only $3,500. I still really like Esa Lindell, who scored 2 goals for me today. And that's 2 straight weeks of A-plus play. And he's finally starting to get rewarded, and he's still only $3,900. I do not hate Jonathan Drouin at the $5,600 versus the Washington backup Phoenix Copley. Seems plausible that he should get some power play points. Some lesser-known guys, I like to think it might contribute a little bit based on what my eyes have seen lately. I know this guy hasn't had any points in 5 games, but Zach Hyman. He's had a lot of opportunities recently. I noticed some high slot tips that just missed the net. He's gritty, and he's obviously due, and he's only 3,800. Good old Jimmy Vesey, he's 4,200. He's swarming over the past week. He's rarely getting rewarded, and he gets the team on a back-to-back. I like that situation. Our favorite rookie, Rasmus Dahlin, only 4,000. And he's at a 5 fantasy point per game average his last two. Maybe he's breaking out. Maybe he's figuring it out. Philippe Deneau, who hasn't had under 2 fantasy points per game in his past 6. And he gets Washington backup, turn starter, Phoenix Copley. I like that. I like that situation. And Tyler Toffoli, in his last 2 games, he's finally getting rewarded. It's nice to see. And he's under 4,000. Appreciate any of y'all that listen. That's all, folks. Enjoy the games.